Congress remember in 96 responded to the fear of internet pornography by passing the Communications Decency Act, spurred by the Stratton-Oakmont decision. It added a clause that said, we want information service providers to try to edit out bad stuff. Right? We want to help them. We want to support them. Because otherwise, the whole internet is going to be full of nothing but smut and defamatory stuff, and it'll be free speech chaos. So they added a general statement. Maybe I can't remember where the statement is from the some was actually voted. The actual vote regulation is on the next slide. It's a policy of the United States to remove disincentives for the development and utilization of blocking and filtering technologies that empower parents to restrict their children's access to objectionable or inappropriate online material. So we want to, you know, they wanted, you know, to encourage the development of software like this, which was actually threatened because anybody who wrote software like this or anybody installed software like this or any service provider that did it on the server side, I should say, you know, might run some risks because of the Stratton-Oakmont decision. So they wrote into the Communications Decency Act the Good Samaritan provision, protection for Good Samaritan blocking and screening of offensive material. Okay, and everybody's got to memorize this. Everybody's got to memorize this. This is a really interesting and important clause. No provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. Okay, so a provider of an interactive computer service, that's like CompuServe or Prodigy or anybody who's actually running a website. Now we're getting into 96 and the web is starting to appear. Okay, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as either the speaker, the original source, or the publisher, someone who reprints it. Neither, you know, if all you're doing is running a website that other people are posting on, the law can't treat you either as the person who said it, the person who wrote the op-ed in the New York Times, or as the publisher, the New York Times itself. So this is called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And it was designed to, as I just said, to encourage the development of various kinds of filtering and blocking technologies and to encourage responsible oversight and management and editorial work of the people who are running bulletin boards and websites. Okay, so what happened? As soon as the Communications Decency Act was passed in 96, you know, John Perry Barlow blew up, and a lot of civil libertarians blew up, that so much speech was going to be now banned. You couldn't make available to anyone under 18 years of age anything that would be offensive, even to a 12-year-old, maybe, right? Because it just says anything that would be offensive to anyone under 18 years of age. You know, there are criminal penalties for making it available on the internet. So this was challenged immediately on First Amendment grounds. And it wound its way through the court for a couple of years, and when it got to the Supreme Court, it was ruled unconstitutional. And the reasoning, this is in the decision, says in order to deny minors access to potentially harmful speech, the CDA effectively suppresses a large amount of speech that adults have a constitutional right to receive and to address to one another. Okay, so it's overbroad protection. You know, you've got a you're trying to limit what children can see, But the effect, the practical effect, is going to block what adults can see. And moreover, the community standards criterion as applied to the internet means that any communication available to a nationwide audience will be judged by the standards of the community most likely offended by the message. Right? The Nashville, Tennessee standards, to use our Memphis, whichever was that got Bob and Carlene Thomas, are going to effectively become national standards. You put up a website, it's going to be visible everywhere. So that was a Supreme Court decision. And here's actually, this went all the way up through the court system. This is a sort of famous quotation from the district court that's, you know, the next step before it got to the Supreme Court, where Judge Dalzell, who also, you know, held it unconstitutional, and it was challenged by the government all the way up to the Supreme Court. Dalzell says, the internet may fairly be regarded as a never-ending worldwide conversation. The government may not, through the CDA, interrupt that conversation as the most participatory form of mass speech yet developed. The internet deserves the highest protection from governmental intrusion. Okay, so the CDA, and here's another, I mean, just to give you a sense of what he's talking about. I mean, he's not, remember, this is not talking about obscenity. It's not talking about, no one has the right to publish or see obscenity, but Dalzell says in his opinion, I have no doubt that a Newspaper Decency Act instead of a, you know, Communications Decency Act, a Newspaper Decency Act passed because Congress discovered that young girls had read a front page article in the New York Times on female genital mutilation in Africa would be unconstitutional. Right? So there, this standard that says nothing that would offend anyone under 18 would rule out a lot of things that adults talk about all the time, not because of any prurient interest at all. Okay, so the CDA is unconstitutional, but the way the government ruled it unconstitutional was they just knocked out the display clause, which we talked about last time, and they let stand the Good Samaritan clause. Well, you can do that, they can do that, right? You didn't know that. You know, laws have parts, and in this case, only that part of the CDA that talked about the illegality of making available to persons under the 18, you know, material that would be offensive to them. That part only was ruled unconstitutional. And the Good Samaritan provision, Section 230, was allowed to let stand.